Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Before we talk about today's topic, I want to say goodbye to you guys first. Today is my last pronunciation challenge. I really enjoy recording this show every week, and it's been a great time to read your comments and see how you guys liked the topic that day. I really learned a lot in the past half year. I went back to listen to my first pronunciation challenge show and I sounded super nervous back then. I want to say thank you to you all for accepting me and listening to the show every day. Hope you can all continue to practice pronunciation through this channel. Goodbye, everyone. Okay, let's look at our topic today. Today's topic is, this is why self-discipline is easy. Self-discipline is very hard. If we can put as much concentration and energy in our class as in dramas or video games, we will definitely learn a lot more in class. This video tells us about the speaker's own story about how he finds his North Star and how different he is when he concentrates on the thing he really wants to do. If you're interested in this topic, check out the video today. Now let's read our sentence today. The only person who knows what your North Star is you. At the end of your life, you will not regret pursuing that thing that you always wanted to do or that little thing that you at least wanted to try. Follow it no matter how crazy or weird it may seem to other people. You don't want to die with regret. So the North Star here is like the goal of your life, the ultimate dream of your life. Something that you really, really want to achieve in your life. Okay, let's read the sentence one more time. This time, a little bit slower. The only person who knows what your North Star is you. At the end of your life, you will not regret pursuing that thing that you always wanted to do or that little thing that you at least wanted to try. Follow it no matter how crazy or weird it may seem to other people. You don't want to die with regret. We can see that there is a word wanna in the sentence. Wanna means want to. When you say it really quickly, it sounds like wanna. So W-A-N-N-A is an informal way to spell want to. Okay, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is regret. Regret 是动词，懊悔，因什么什么而遗憾的意思。那例句会是 I have never regretted dropping out of college. 我从来没有后悔大学辍学。那这边可以注意到的是 regret 如果是过去式，它会加 ed 嘛，但是要加 ted， 所以它会有 double t， 然后 ed， regretted 这样子。那另外辍学的话，辍学的英文是 drop out of school。那如果你特别强调是大学辍学，所以就可以讲 drop out of college。那 regret 也可以当名词用，是悔恨、遗憾的意思。那例句会是 I want to live my life as fully as possible so that I will have no regrets when I die。我想要把人生过得越精彩越好，这样我死的时候才不会有遗憾。那这边可以注意到的是，我们中文会讲把人生过得越精彩越好。那英文的话不会直接用精彩 amazing 或什么的单字，而是会讲 live my life fully， 表示把人生过得很充实，也就是可以表达很精彩的意思。那另一个单字是 regress， regress 跟 regret 的念法跟拼法都有点相似，所以要小心不要念错或拼错哦。 regress 这个字是动词，退回逆行的意思。那例句会是She has left Taiwan for over 10 years, so her Chinese has regressed a bit. 她已经离开台湾超过十年了，所以她的中文有点退化。好，那第二组单字是 pursue. Pursue 是动词追赶、追踪的意思。那例句会是 She's tired of being pursued by a bunch of stupid guys. 她已经厌倦被一堆笨男生追求了。那这边可以注意到的是is tired of something， 就是厌倦某件事情。那 a bunch of guys， a bunch of 就是 a lot of 或 many 的意思，很多都是可以用 a bunch of， 但 a bunch of 会比较不正式一点，所以会比较常用在口语。 但比较 不常会被用在写作里面。好，那另一个和 pursue 很像的字是 chase。 chase 是动词，表示追逐、追捕的意思。那例句会是 It's funny that the cat is being chased by a mouse。 那只猫被老鼠追，好好笑。那 pursue 跟 chase 这两个字的差别是都是追赶、追捕的意思，但是如果要形容你在追求的东西是比较抽象的，像是你的梦想或是你的人生目标的话，你会用 pursue 来形容那个动作。追求梦想会用 pursue the dreams 或 pursue your life goals, your goals。 大概是这样比较微小的差别，那其他情况下很多都是可以互换或者是互相取代的。好，那第三组单字是 at least。At least 是一个片语，表示反正、无论如何、至少的意思。那例句会是 Don't worry about the result. At least we did our best. 别担心结果，至少我们尽力了。那这边也有出现一个很常用的我们尽力了的英文是 We did our best. Do our best 就是尽力的意思。那另一个和 at least 很像的字是 at large。At large 也是片语，表示普遍的、全体的。那英文的同义字就是 generally。那例句会是 That person's speech does not represent people in our country at large。那个人的言论不代表我们国家全体人民。那这边也可以注意到，我们中文讲的言论，英文会用 speech 来表达。那像是我们讲的言论自由，就是 freedom of speech。好，那下一组单字是 no matter。 no matter 是片语，表示不论的意思。常常听到 no matter how, no matter what 都是用这个不论怎么不无论如何，就是 no matter how， 不论怎么样，就是 no matter what。 那我们今天的例句就会是 no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get the results I wanted。 不论我有多努力，我都没办法得到我想要的结果。那 no matter 的这个 matter 它本身也有意思。 matter 这个字是名词，事情、问题的意思。那例句会是 She doesn't discuss personal matters with me, so I guess I'm not important to her. 她不愿意和我讨论任何私事，所以我想我对她不那么重要。那像这边私事的英文就是 personal matters， 个人的事情是私事。那后面这边有讲到 I guess I'm not important to her， 是我想我对她不那么重要。那这个 guess 虽然中文的直接翻译是猜想，但是我们不会，中文不会讲我猜我对她不那么重要，通常是讲我想我对她不那么重要。但这个想如果又再直接翻成英文 I think I'm not important to her， 又不太像她的我们中文想要表达的意思，所以这边会用 I guess I'm not important to her。那这个 guess 就是猜想的意思。好，那我们看到今天最后一组单字就是 weird。 weird 是形容词，怪异的、不寻常的的意思。那例句会是 It's so weird that nobody likes the Beatles in our class。 我们班没有人喜欢披头士，好奇怪哦。那这边这个 weird 通常不是什么负面的字，只是不太一样， unusual 的意思， unexpected 都可以是 weird。那跟 strange 也是通用的。那 weird 这个字呢，可以直接变成怪人，就是 weirdo。 weirdo 就是 weird 加一个 o 就变 weirdo， 就是名词，怪人、怪物的意思。那例句会是 He's such a weirdo, don't mind him。 他真是个怪人，别理他。那例句里面的这个 don't mind 就是不用介意的意思，那 don't mind him 就是不用介意他，就别理他的意思。那这个 weirdo 呢，通常不是什么很严重的指控，也不是骂人的话，只是你可能觉得这个人怪怪的，你可以讲 weirdo。 那也很常被用来开玩笑， You're such a weirdo， 你真奇怪，这样子朋友之间开玩笑也会用到 weirdo。 OK, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day. Today's question is How do you discipline yourself? Please feel free to share your answer and leave a comment below.And that's my last pronunciation challenge show, VoiceTubers. Please miss me. Bye!